Morning, Jim.
Morning, Jay.
All right, Jim. So the Minnesota Wild win 3-2 in overtime last night against Nashville. Now, there's some controversy with that overtime goal from Johansson.
Controversy in that it looked odd, and it is odd. It's not a play. I don't think anybody got anything wrong. Basically, it's funny because Johansson admitted after the game he didn't really know exactly what the rule was, but he had seen a highlight, and it kind of reminded him that that this is a possibility. Basically, the goaltender dislodged the net. When the goaltender dislodges the net, you know, they don't want the goaltender to be able to just stop play whenever they want, so they don't give them any reward for dislodging the net. If the goaltender is responsible for dislodging the net, then you can continue play until the next whistle, and if you shoot the puck over the goal line, even if the goal is dislodged, it's going to count, and that's what happened. Johansson put the puck over the goal line with the net dislodged. That was ruled a good goal, so the Wild ended up winning. And now they've won two in a row. Right after John Hines questioned their effort, they bounced back with two straight wins. They give up a goal right at the buzzer, right at the final whistle, send it to overtime, then they win in overtime.
And that's exactly what John Hines was looking for, right? I mean, he kind of needed this, you know, this win streak. I know that two wins is not, this is not like he's saved his job for the rest of the season here, but certainly a good sign for him, right?
Well, yeah, and, you know, Bill Guerin doesn't want to fire John Hines. I think he thinks highly of him. It's a last resort move. It's kind of your last desperation move to save a season. He doesn't want to do it, though, and Hines has now won two in a row. I don't think this team has struggled because of John Hines. Just in hockey, it's just so easy to hire the coach and bring somebody else in, get a little bounce of energy. When an NHL coach questions his players' effort, it's very quickly going to go one way or the other. Either they're going to respond, and then you can get on about the business of the season and try to be competitive, or they're not going to respond to that, and you got to fire the coach. So Hines took a calculated risk, probably the only calculated risk he had left. He took it, and thus far it's worked out, and the Wild still aren't in great shape, but, you know, they're a little closer to being a median Western Conference team now.
What do you think? Zeev Bouyam is a guy that we talked about before the season started, that he could give him some more offense. He scored a goal for him last night, his third this season. Your thoughts on how he is developing?
Yeah, he got to the net front and tipped one in, which is really not his game, but it was good to see him being able to do that. He still looks, listen, the talent is obvious. I think he's still a little light on his skates. He can get bumped off the puck a little easier than you would like. He probably has to add a little quality muscle as he matures here. But the offensive talent is there, and now it's kind of figuring out exactly how to use it at the NHL level. But still, I mean, the talent is there, and everybody knows it. He's going to be a really good player.
You know, and Jim, and you know, when you see a win like that, so they still have 13 points, but it's just so early in the year. I mean, you've played 14 games that it's kind of difficult, I suppose, to really determine whether or not this team could still be a playoff team.
We have a long way to go, and there are a million things that could happen, and you know, so much of it is health and luck and playing hard. It's not a great roster. It's not a bad roster. They have a lot of talent on defense. They have a couple of nice young players. They have Kaprizov. So, you know, I hate to repeat myself all the time, but they need to have some luck. They need to stay healthy, and then they need their secondary scorers to produce. Johansson is on a nice stretch here. He's been really productive lately, and that's what they need. They need the veterans who might be near the end. They need him to kind of hang on and give him another good season.
Twins officially introduced Derek Shelton as their new manager yesterday. Your thoughts?
You know, I've been doing this a long time, and like I think my least favorite events to cover in sports are the introductory press conference, because the team treats it like this incredible celebration, this accomplishment. You basically are just announcing the hire of somebody who 3 to 5 years from now you're going to fire. And every once in a hundred hires, 100, 200 hires, you actually hire somebody who's going to win a championship or really do something dramatically good and put themselves in the history books. Most of these are just processes. You know, they're going to try this guy for a while and it doesn't work out, they're going to try somebody else. Listen, he's a very likable guy. He's a very knowledgeable guy. I don't blame him for losing with Pittsburgh. Nobody's won with Pittsburgh in many years. But, you know, and he's trying to not say they want to rebuild because it's his job to win games. He's not going to make that big a difference. You know, Baldelli his high was 101 wins and a playoff series victory, and his low was like winning what, you know, it's 76 games, something like that. He was the same manager. They need to give him good players. That's the key. And right now, giving him good players means rebuilding the bullpen as fast as possible. If you want to be competitive, if you don't care about being competitive, and it really is a rebuilding job, whether or not they want to admit it or not, then you just try out bullpen guys next year, and it's going to be a brutal thing to watch.
Well, and he addressed that specifically, saying this is not a rebuilding year, but then he also said that he's excited about the young players and giving the young players the opportunities.
And that's what I'm saying. This is all marketing, you know. It's a rebuilding year unless you rebuild the bullpen. It's a rebuilding year unless these young kids are ready to win, and they have not given an indication that they're ready to win. It's a rebuilding year unless your starting pitchers are healthy and a couple of the young guys step up and fill out the rotation. So whatever they said yesterday doesn't matter. So often, you know, and that's my problem with these press conferences, nothing they say matters.
Jim, the Gopher women's basketball team won their season opener 91-47, not challenged by the University of North Dakota. Any takeaways from yesterday's game?
We know that they have some talent. We know they have experience. We know Mara Braun's back. She had leg cramps yesterday, so she only played 20 minutes, but we know she can play. Two things jumped out at me. McKenna Christian, freshman who was the Wisconsin State Player of the Year last year. She comes off the bench, scores 23 points in 21 minutes, 3 rebounds, a steal, and made, she jacked up 12 three-pointers and hit 5 of them. She's pretty dynamic. And, you know, she was taking advantage of a lesser opponent yesterday. But if she adds on, you know, and so if Braun Battle, if McKenna Christian can come off the bench and be kind of a microwave-type player, Grohowski's a good player. Troy McKinney's a solid player. Sophie Hart's a solid player. If McKenna Christian adds to the, you know, she becomes one of your stars, then all of a sudden the ceiling gets raised on this program. And the other thing is Amaya Battle, great kid. She plays 24 minutes. She knows this is a game that she's not going to have to score from to win. So she doesn't take a shot in 24 minutes. She gets 10 rebounds, has 7 assists, and a blocked shot. Just a, kind of a really cool statement from a veteran player saying, hey, I don't need to come out here and prove that I can score. I'm going to come out here and distribute the ball and do the dirty work. So that was kind of fun to watch.
Jim, the Timberwolves are playing at New York against the Knicks tonight. They've won a couple of games in a row. Your thoughts on the Wolves and the Knicks?
Knicks are playing well at home, have not necessarily had the greatest start to their season. They're, you know, dealing with a new coach and trying to figure things out. There's John Krasinski said on the John Krasinski show that's out this morning that there's the possibility of Anthony Edwards returning and playing tonight. I haven't seen anything official on that, but and I'm guessing he's going to be kind of a game time decision, but it'll be interesting to see. The good news is if he's close enough for them to consider it, then he's very close to returning. And I'm sure knowing his competitive nature, he'd love to play in Madison Square Garden, would love to play against Cat tonight. So this will be a fun game. And DiVincenzo's playing with a broken nose and has been wearing a mask. He's listed as questionable. Edwards is officially listed as out. That's probably what's going to happen. I think there's still at least a slim chance. DiVincenzo's been playing through a broken nose and has played really well with a broken nose. And he's listed as questionable. I really expect him to play, especially since this is his old team and he wants to beat them.
Some trades made yesterday just prior to the NFL trade deadline. Vikings weren't involved in any of these. The Jets certainly were involved. A few other names, players changing teams. Your thoughts on some of the moves that were made?
Well, I think a couple of fascinating ones. Really, all the deals made were really interesting. The big ones, Dallas goes and gets Quinnen Williams. So they trade away Micah Parsons because they couldn't get the deal they wanted with him long term. Now they are realizing that they have a playoff caliber offense and they have one of the worst defenses in the history of football. So they go get Quinnen Williams and they get Logan Wilson, the linebacker from Cincinnati. If they can just stop the run and just play a little bit better, they can start winning 31-27 instead of losing 31-27. So Quinnen Williams is a heck of a player. Is also part of the Jets selling off Quinnen Williams, goes to Dallas. They trade Sauce Gardner to the Colts. Sauce Gardner could make a big impact with a very good Colts team. This is the Jets saying they are truly stripping down and rebuilding and starting over. They're going to have a lot of draft picks next year. They're going to go get a quarterback and try to rebuild the defense. And then I think maybe the most flashy move of the day is Shahid going from New Orleans to Seattle. Seattle's offense has been spectacular. Jackson Smith and Njigba has become the best receiver in the NFL, at least this season. They have a young Torrey Holt, who's a really good deep threat. They throw to their tight ends a lot. They throw to their backs. Now they're adding one of the best pure deep threats in the league in Shahid to an offense that's already cooking. And it's just going to open up so much space for JSN, for their other receivers. If Darnold keeps playing well and stays healthy, his numbers are probably going to look spectacular the rest of the way.
All right, Jim, what do you got in your podcast?
The John Krasinski show is out. A lot of really interesting discussion on where the Wolves are right now. We have the Viking Update show out, talking a lot about J.J. McCarthy and where the team goes from here. Also, a lot of praise for Blake Cashman in that show. And we will end the Don Mitchell show with Andrew Dukowitz, who covers the Lynx, Gophers, and Wolves for Zone Coverage. That'll be out later today. And everything's at TalkNorth.com and on our favorite podcast app.
All right, Jim, thank you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Jim.
It's Jim Suhan, Star Tribune sports columnist, joining us each weekday morning at this time. Follow him on Twitter at SuhanStrib. Check out his latest column in the Star Tribune or his podcast at TalkNorth.com. Dream Getaway 88, our first code word of the day is heaven, H-E-A-V-E-N, heaven. Type that in. You could win a vacation of a lifetime. First code word is heaven. We'll also have code words today at 10:20 and 12:28. First code word is heaven. News next.